shall receive power. February 21. Beholding Him. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. In order to meet the requirements of the law, our faith must grasp the righteousness of Christ, accepting it as our righteousness. Through union with Christ, through acceptance of His righteousness by faith, we may be qualified to work the works of God, to be co-laborers with Christ. If you are willing to drift along with the current of evil, and do not cooperate with the heavenly agencies in restraining transgression in your family and in the church, in order that everlasting righteousness may be brought in, you do not have faith. Faith works by love and purifies the soul. Through faith, the Holy Spirit works in the heart to create holiness therein. But this cannot be done unless the human agent will work with Christ. We can be fitted for heaven only through the work of the Holy Spirit upon the heart. For we must have Christ's righteousness as our credentials if we would find access to the Father. In order that we may have the righteousness of Christ, we need daily to be transformed by the influence of the Spirit, to be a partaker of the divine nature. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to elevate the taste, to sanctify the heart, to ennoble the whole man. Let the soul look to Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. No one will be forced to look to Christ, but the voice of invitation is sounding in yearning entreaty. Look and live. In looking to Christ, we shall see that His love is without a parallel, that He has taken the place of the guilty sinner and has imputed unto him His spotless righteousness. When the sinner sees his Savior dying upon the cross under the curse of sin in his stead, beholding His pardoning love, love awakes in his heart. The sinner loves Christ because Christ has first loved him, and love is the fulfilling of the law. The repenting soul realizes that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Spirit of God works in the believer's soul, enabling him to advance from one line of obedience to another, reaching on from strength to greater strength, from grace to grace in Christ Jesus.